Again, joined by Westall's Knights Head Wrestling Coach Scott Vaughn for the weekly wrestling report. Of course, it was a big Saturday for the varsity, Scott. The OCC Championships over at Ashland, and Westall's finish up as the runner-up, and Alana Dixon, Gabe Umstead, and Camden McClellan all champions at the OCC tournament.
Yeah, going in, we knew Ashland was going to be probably the favorite. They have a really strong team. They're going to be competing to be top 10 in the state in Division One, which, you know, Division One is, you know, the best of the best, and there's a lot of nationally ranked teams in there. So I thought maybe if everybody wrestled perfect, we could maybe challenge them, but you know, they came out after that first round, took a big lead, and didn't look back. So you know, I want to congratulate them and talk about how impressive of a team they were. It was almost an Ashland West Holmes duel in the finals, so they did a great job celebrating our guys, Gabe Umstead and Cam McCluggage, you know, seniors, first time OCC champions. Really happy for them. They wrestled really, really well. And then Loudon Dixon also won the OCC tournament, and that's his fourth OCC title, and according to our records, I believe he's the second wrestler from West Holmes since, I believe, the first year was 2004 to win the OCC four times. It's just him and Cale Wood. So incredible accomplishment by Loudon, and for that he was named OCC Wrestler of the Year as well. So great honor for Loudon, and kind of a cap to his very impressive high school career. We had several other placers that helped us reach that OCC runner-up team finish, and that is also Wyatt Crabb, Peyton Martin, Lincoln Gones, Easton Ross, and Dylan Sowers. They all took second place of their OCC second team. Third place finishers, Colton Garver and Noah Grassball, and then Liam Angle took fourth place in OCC. So overall, pretty good performance. You know, there's a couple matches here and there that I would have liked to get back, but, you know, the biggest thing is staying healthy and getting ready for this weekend at sectionals.
Good showing, that's for sure here. And you mentioned Loudon here, just touch on him one more time. And that's a guy that you kind of take his success almost for granted, knowing that how good he is, the success he's had in the past, but knowing that he's kind of the guy that everybody's shooting for, right? And he's had to deal with that throughout his career, and certainly his in the senior year, and still to step up the way he has, it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, other than maybe his freshman year, he was a well-known name coming into high school, but you know, you never know how those freshmen are gonna pan out. So he qualified his freshman year. I know he was upset. He thought he should place that year. Came back, worked really, really hard in the off season, and then after that, yeah, he is a marked man. He's somebody that everybody that is anybody wants to go after and wants to beat. So he's handled that pressure really well. You know, coming off a state title last year, I know that can be a difficult thing to carry, and I think he's done a really nice job of, you know, kind of resetting his goals and recentering himself and allowing him just to go out. And his big thing is, I just want to have fun. I want to have fun wrestling. So, you know, he doesn't think about too much. He just wants to go out, have fun. And he obviously likes winning too. But yeah, it's very impressive that he's been able to carry that, all that. You know, amongst that, he's the three-time captain as well on our team. So yeah, he's a great kid, great student. You know, he does obviously an excellent job on the mat.
Great to see that from Loudon as well as the rest of the team here on Saturday. And of course, the elementary school had some wrestlers in action on Sunday for the OAC Grade School District Qualifier over Steubenville, and Nash Conkle along with Jordan Vaughn with qualifying for the state.
Yes, running through, we'll go from the guys that didn't make it. Rowan Marks, I believe this is his first year wrestling for the attack team. I think he wrestled in Biddy's last year. He loves it. He comes up, ton of open mats. He'll do whatever. If we open up the room, Rowan's going to be there. So only a fourth grader. He decided to try it out. He hasn't gone to any of the other district tournaments, and I'm really proud of him because he wrestles really hard. You know, being a newer wrestler, he doesn't always know what he's doing in certain situations, but he's not afraid to ask questions. He's not afraid to get out there and get after it. So I love that he came out and challenged himself to attempt to qualify for the state tournament. You know, and I kind of said it in Brett's article for the newsletter covering the districts. It always blows me away in those grade school districts, grade school states, how impressive these kids are at a very young age. I mean, technique wise and everything, they're so much more advanced than they were, you know, even 15 years ago. So it's very impressive. So I wanted to give Rowan his flowers for coming out and attempting. Sixth grader Dawson Miller took fifth place, so he's a state alternate. It just breaks my heart that he didn't make it out. He wrestled really well coming out, making it to the semis. I lost a tough match in the semis, drops down, and one wrong move in a tight level competition got put to his back for a second, and that was just the difference in the match. But what I liked and what shows from his character and his work ethic and everything else is his ability to listen to us and be coached, is he knows that he didn't make it out. He still went and took fifth place. You know, as a sixth grader, not making it to state, he could have cashed it in, he could have went home, but he came out and he wrestled, and he really wrestled well. He got a first period pin. So Dawson has a very bright future, and I'm excited to see what he does next year in seventh grade. As far as the state qualifiers, Nash Conkle and Jordan Vaughn, like you said, qualified. Jordan took third place coming in. Jordan was the number one seed. Loses first round. And I know he's my son. I was talking to him. I was a little worried because, you know, his head did not look like it was in the right place. But I was impressed with him battling. He won four straight matches to come back and take third. And in the Conti semis, he was the number one seed, and he had to wrestle the number two seed in the Conti semis. So I was impressed with Jordan. You know, that's a lot of maturity from him. So, yeah, he gets to be a state qualifier again. And then Nash Conkle, first-year wrestler, second grader. This kid is going to be a hammer. You know, he tried to qualify at Maysville, had a really tough bracket, battled really hard, and then tried again here at Steubenville. He knocked off the number eight, the number one, and then the number four seed to get to the finals. And then he kind of ran into a bit of a buzzsaw, and, you know, it was his fourth match of the day, too, and not a ton of rest. So I was very impressed with Nash. We made Nash our night of the week, too, because of his battle and winning all these close matches. And it's just his first year. You know, if you watch him, it doesn't look like it. But I'm very impressed with Nash, and congratulations to him and Jordan Vaughn as well, qualifying for the state tournament.
And looking ahead, again, this week, obviously, for the varsity. And finally, here, Scott, it comes to the individual tournaments coming up here for the postseason. This Saturday, the Division II sectional tournament over at Steubenville.
Yeah, the more experienced coaches always said, you know, the days are long, but the year is short. And if that's not true, I don't know what else is, because I cannot believe it's here already. It's an exciting week. The day by day, it's tough sometimes. It's a grind. But this is an exciting week. You know, we get to get everybody ready and get everybody up. So we'll wrestle at Steubenville on Saturday. Wrestling will begin at 10 o'clock. Top four placers go to Galley Academy the following weekend. That would be Friday and Saturday at the district tournament. So we're looking forward to it, and we're excited. And hopefully the guys can continue wrestling really well here.
You mentioned wrestling really well, and go back to the great showing they had at the state team dual tournament, the runner-up finish at the OCC tournament this past weekend. So it really feels like this team is wrestling their best at the right time of year.
Yeah, I think so. And what I like to see is, you know, after regional duels, they wrestled well, and we didn't have that Wednesday night where we had our try against Ashland and John Glenn. I thought they continued that. You know, we got to state, they wrestled even better. And then, you know, here at OCC, there was no let-off. So that excites me that they can continue to take this success and not get complacent and continue to work hard. And that's a big thing. We talk about it. We talked about it with Loudon being a state champ. It's hard to get to the top of the mountain, but it's even harder to stay there with all the things that come with it. You know, it's tough. So you start getting all that praise and recognition. You're like, oh, I made it. I can relax now. No, you can't relax, because now you have a bunch more individuals or teams coming after you. So, yeah, no, I like the way our team's rolling right now. I think we're ready. We just got to stay healthy and stay focused. Get to Saturday.
Big one Saturday. Of course, this Sunday, the elementary has another OAC district qualifier over at Berea Mid-Park.
Yeah, and this shows to the competitiveness of the tournaments. The Berea Mid-Park District Tournament has already filled to capacity. I think it was even, you know, this past weekend, it filled to capacity. So it's full, and they're not taking anybody else already a week before the tournament starts. So I'll have to check with Coach Maddie to see exactly who has signed up. I know there's a couple, but I don't want to miss anybody and leave anybody out. But, yeah, this will be the last chance qualifier to make it to the OAC State Tournament. So I'm excited to see who wrestles. And I don't believe I'll be able to be there, but I'm sure I'll talk with Coach Maddie and get everything figured out and see how everybody wrestled.
All right, Scott, thanks for your time, and good luck to you this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate everything you guys have done for us this season, live streaming all of our events and the wrestling report and everything like that.
Great to be a part of that, that's for sure. That is the voice of West Olds Lights head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn of the Weekly Wrestling Report.